Welcome to the video. We're going to talk about Greg LeMond versus Lance Armstrong. Put your earphones in. There may be some Aussie bogan language. Let's get to the point. Greg LeMond. All right. And if you appreciate these real videos, no jump cuts, just real truth bombs, or I should say opinion in the matter of this video, but there will be some truth bombs in here. If you appreciate it, give it a thumbs up. If you don't, if you want to be like just, you know, nanny state stuff, give it a thumbs down. Anyway, so Greg LeMond, cycling legend. Lance Armstrong, cycling legends. So both of them cycling legends, making massive money for Shimano, the bike industry in general, inspiring people to ride bikes, getting people into the race scene, giving people a path to follow, okay? Greg LeMond and Lance Armstrong, Tour de France winners. Oh no, Lance Armstrong, he didn't win the Tour de France. They took it down on Wikipedia. Only Greg, do you really, I mean, here's the question. I ask, in my opinion, I don't believe Greg LeMond was a natty rider. I have questions. I don't have any proof. I don't have any proof Santa Claus doesn't exist, okay? I don't. Maybe you do. I don't have any proof Santa Claus doesn't exist. Greg LeMond beating the who's who of Euroblock dopers, right? Testosterone, nandrolone, right? Blood bags, EPO. EPO was in running, swimming, and cycling in the late, mid-80s, right? Look at the history of EPO. The thing is, the first company to bring it to market was Amgen, based in, was it Thousand Oaks, California? Where did Greg LeMond live and train? Was it California? I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty small circle. And if your goal is to boost your hemoglobin, and you hear that hunting accident, all right, where he got pumped full of lead and bled out, almost died, and then he did the Giro, was it? If I'm wrong, correct me, please. And he did the Giro. How did he finish there? And then a few months later, did he win the Tour de France? So how did he go from there to there? Well, he just trained harder, Harley. He just knuckled down and trained harder and diet, ate less and trained more. Yeah, that's right. Just skip breakfast and do 10 laps of Tourmalet. Yeah, that works. Yeah, it works in Disneyland, okay? So I'm questioning, how the fuck did Greg LeMond beat the who's who with a natural level of hemoglobin? Oh, Harley, he's had a very high VO2 max. How do you get that high VO2 max? Why do people do blood doping? Why do people take testosterone? Why do people use DECA? Why do people use EPO? Because it increases your VO2 max. These things, they're oxygen vector doping compounds. Testosterone, for some people it is, some people it's not. But the EPO is for everyone, the blood bags, all those things. DECA for some. So that increases your VO2 max. When I'm using testosterone, what happens to my VO2 max? It goes up, okay? Because my hemoglobin, red blood cell count goes up. So your ability to uptake and deliver oxygen to the cells goes up. Enhancement, performance enhancing. So how the hell did Greg LeMond, he claiming he's clean? Greg LeMond, now he's, I see him pop up in interviews, Froome's using a motor, Indurain cheated, Lance is a fraud, I'm Mr. Natural, and I'm just like, fuck off, bro, in my opinion, fuck off, bro, all right? I remember watching Greg LeMond on Wide World of Sports, Channel 9 here in Australia, and I was like, man, I was inspired to ride a bike, all right? I was riding BMX at the time, but I was like, hey, I want to get a road bike one day, and I know, just seeing that effort up the climbs, all right? And in my opinion, I don't believe Greg LeMond was natty. I don't believe it. Because once you've used PEDs yourself, once you've been around the circle of cycling, professional and behind the scenes, there are no such thing as miracles, okay? There's no such thing as miracles at the top of the mountain, watts per kilo. And if you look at the wattages Greg LeMond consistently put out, okay, and some of these average speeds he was doing for stages of Tour de France, and he's one of his time trials, he's still one of the fastest ever. You know what I mean? So how is that possible as a natural? In my opinion, it's not, because all that training and racing makes you anemic. The human body's not designed for the Tour de France, okay? That's why doping is so popular, to support your hemoglobin, to support your testosterone, to support your cortisol levels. All these things get very suppressed with that constant, you know, bombardment of stimulants and pressure and expectations and crashes and stress and press and your girlfriends and your podium girls and whatever, you know, or the podium boys, if you know that, whatever, you know. So all these things, they chip down at the performance of the human organism. So my question is it possible in the Tour de France on mere mortal levels of hemoglobin? In my opinion, no fucking way. But what would I know? What would I know? You know? What would I know? Nothing. So anyway, but that's the deal. So for me, and here's the thing, is like, if Greg was this natural, the fittest human on the planet, right? If you're winning the Tour de France clean against trained genetic freaks who are on amphetamines and blood bags and testosterone, and you're beating them, and these are the freaks of the freaks, Fignon, you know, Hinault, all his crew, you're beating them. And look at when Indurain came in 91, all right? And look at the times, how far, how, Greg was just, you know, on his heels, on his fucking heels. And he's just saying, Greg's saying, oh, you know, Indurain, you know, Lamont saying Indurain's a dope cheat. Is he saying that? But dude, look how fucking close you are after 3 weeks of racing. There's no fucking way in a time trial when you've got you got two genetic freaks, one of them's on EPO and the other isn't, that there's only like a minimal margin there. There's no way, okay? And the bike tech back then was really fucking similar, all right? Really similar. So I just, you know, my logical brain is just calling bullshit. So I really think that Greg chips away at his legacy. And I get it, like, you know, he was the star, getting the attention, and then Lance Armstrong comes around, people are like, who's Greg LeMond, who's that? Oh, the dude has got fat. Oh yeah, the dude looks like he eats cyclists versus was a cyclist. Oh yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being fat. I'm just saying, if your identity is this lean, fit athlete, and then you let yourself go because you're eating all this bacon and eggs and high meat diet, you know what I mean? Even Floyd Landis did the same, making fun of vegans, and he looked like he eats vegans. And again, just saying, you know, as if your health, man. Come on. And so how the fuck is Greg this absolute alien of a human being fitness-wise today with the average body composition of the average Australian man at a barbecue at that age? You know, it's like, how does that work? No, in my book, it doesn't work. What happens, though, is some people go so hard on the PEDs that it just destroys them. For, you know, for a long time, mentally mostly, because they come up so high, then they crash so bad, because their post-cycle therapy or lifestyle or whatever wasn't really supportive of those things. But that's another topic. So I personally don't believe Greg LeMond was a natural rider. Okay, the watts don't lie, and Greg LeMond said that. Greg said, get rid of the doping tests. All that matters is how fast you climb. All that matters is how fast you time trial. All that matters is your watts per kilo. That's all that matters. And if you, how do you explain that? And that's Greg LeMond saying that. So I asked the question to Greg. It's like, dude, how are you beating the dopers, bro? What magical thing did you use to raise your hemoglobin to the same level of genetic freaks who are your best of the best as teenagers and coming up through the system? And you're beating them and rivaling them as a natural? Like, how, Greg? How? Well, I'm just better. I'm just a fucking better. Well, you don't look like you're better now. So what's going on? Where's the missing X factor there? Just saying, you know. Okay, no hate to Greg, you know, amazing cyclist. And another thing as well, that Greg loses points in my opinion, not that he would probably care, but I'm just saying, when was it the 89, what world was it? The 89 world, one of those worlds where Greg LeMond chased down a fellow American rider, and the commentator said, how come you did that? And he goes, oh, he wasn't going to win. Like, there's no way he was going to win. Dude, you don't chase down your fucking teammate, right? Like, he's got the satellite right up ahead going for the win, and then I think it was a Cerrone on his wheel, and Greg LeMond's closing the gap, and then I think it was a Cerrone who won. It's like, let's let the other person chase down your teammate, and then you counterattack for the win. But Greg's ego is like, no, I can't let him win. I'm going for it. How high was he? Was he high? That's my question. Was Greg LeMond so high that day, he's just like, you know? But no, Greg LeMond doesn't use drugs, all right? We're not saying this video Greg LeMond used drugs. He just trained harder. He just went out there. They did 5 laps of Tourmalet, he did 6. If they did 6, he did 7. And he just did more, all right? When people were sleeping, he was riding. When they were eating, he was riding. He skipped meals. Just eat less, train more, hey, train harder. Yeah, Rambo, Rocky V. Rocky wasn't on drugs either. It's this mindset there that that's what makes people fat, because they believe in fairy tales that defy human physiology. All right, there's limits and laws of human physiology and hormones and hemoglobin. And once you start understanding that stuff, you start to say, oh, okay, that's what's going on out there. So again, I've got nothing, no issues with people doing PEDs. That's the job of being a professional swimmer, runner, cyclist, like pro, like, you know, big name. You're not going to be, in my opinion, a big champion in swimming, cycling, fighting, UFC, etc., running, unless you are taking something that's going to support your hormones that are going to crash from all that training, racing, and stress, and family life on top of that. All these things compound and start to chew away at the human physiology. So in my opinion, it's absolutely impossible to be a big name. You could be a professional cyclist, a bottle carrier, who no one knows about, and if you retire, you get like 10 likes on Instagram or a couple of comments. You could definitely be natural doing that, right? And that's not me being throwing banter or shout out there. I'm just saying, no one will know who your name is really, because your performances won't be up there, and that's fine. Nothing, you know, it's not about, we're not saving lives really, are we? You know, 7 watts per kilo. I'm just saying, drugs at the top of professional sport for the last 60, 70 years have been like eating breakfast, okay? It's just, once one person does it, and then it just, you know, and the talent pool, you don't get to the Tour de France if you're just an average bro, all right, as a climber or a GC rider, you know, you don't get there. You got to be a freak of freaks. You got to put it in like at least a decade of consistent training, okay, and to win the Tour de France, or to win New York Marathon, or to win the 1500 meter freestyle at the Olympics as a natural athlete, if you think that's possible, you probably believe in Santa Claus, and that's okay. I don't have any proof Santa Claus doesn't exist either.